views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now here's your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. And again, I'm going to say good evening from where I am because I am still in Edinburgh for another week plus a day and a half or so. And it is evening here, but I know that many of you listen to the show when it's not live. You listen to the recording, so it could be any time of day I know when you're listening. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Every Tuesday on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'm going to be talking with Jim Donovan, author of 52 Ways to a Happier Life, as well as several other books on happiness. And later in the show, we'll be giving away a free coaching session with Jim, so be sure and stay tuned for that. But first, I want to give you a bit of an update on my Edinburgh experience. I've been here for 3 weeks now and have just a little more than a week left before I return to Seattle. And I've been through some ups and downs in the 3 weeks I've been here. Didn't I say last week that I can't believe it's only been 3 weeks? Yet at the same time, I feel like I've been here forever. Anyway, back to the ups and downs and how they've changed my approach while I'm here. As I've mentioned before, I came to see this trip to Edinburgh as a spiritual journey for me. And my downs have all been related to times when I feel like I don't know why I'm here. What am I doing here? I don't know why. And also having a fear that if I'm not paying attention every minute, I'm going to miss whatever it is that I came here to learn. So late last week and over the weekend, I spoke to several of my friends back home, including my acupuncturist, because I've had some interesting things going on in my body since I got here, but I'll talk about that more later. But the reason I was talking to friends was I just felt like I needed some perspective. I felt like I was kind of getting caught up in my head. And to a person, they all said the same thing to me, these two things. They said, Because I was worried, okay, I'm not having this big epiphany. And they said, number one, things are happening. They're just in smaller doses than you want them to be. So acknowledge and pay attention that you are having things happen for you. And two, that I needed to just be and take in the experience and let it all percolate and quit trying to make it into something. Now, if you're paying attention, you might remember that last week I told you someone had said to me that I needed to just be and that I thought I was doing a better job of doing that. Well, I think I was doing a better job, but not a good enough job. And sometimes I just need a bigger stick to get my attention, like three people telling me to just be and take it in. Instead of just one. So I think now I've finally got it. And the other thing that I realized is that over the past year, I've become an epiphany junkie. I've had a huge year of growth in this past year. And those aha moments, I just love those and I live for those. And, you know, I want to have those all the time. And it doesn't always work like that. And so really recognizing that I am having learning, I am having growth by being here, even though I haven't had this big aha moment. So that's kind of an update on me and where I'm at the moment. And I want to move on to introducing my guest today. Jim Donovan is known as one of the most inspiring people in the personal development industry. One corporate executive referred to him as the original feel-good guy due to his ability to bring out the best in people. He's willing to share his own personal struggles and challenges, and Jim delivers a message of hope and possibility to everyone that he comes in contact with. Several of Jim's books have been proclaimed self-help classics and have inspired people of all ages and from all walks of life. His seminars have motivated audiences from single parents trying to get off welfare to company managers and business owners who want to achieve greater results. Beyond simple inspiration and motivation, Jim provides people with workable strategies that enable them to take charge of their own destiny and reach their full potential. For almost two decades, he's positively impacted the lives of more than a million people worldwide and continues to do so today. Jim's driving principle is that within you is the power to change your life. And I love that because that's what we're all about on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, making authentic change in your life. And that we are, in fact, capable of creating the life that we've always wanted. And today, Jim is here to work with, to talk with us about ways that we can be happier no matter our circumstances. So let's welcome Jim Donovan to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. Hi, Jim.
Hey, Laura, how you doing? Thanks for having me. This is a great pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I'm really pleased for you to be here as well. We had, Jim and I had a little chat by phone last week to get to know each other a little bit, and I really enjoyed that a lot. And I know that we are on the same page on a lot of things around happiness and around creating the life that we want. And so I love that that's where you're focused.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, I kind of got here the hard way, but that's okay. That's where I need to be, you know?
Well, you know, I think a lot of us do that. I mean, I think that it's like I said, you know, I need a bigger stick sometimes to make me pay attention to the message, right?
Yeah, I tell people, I'm an Irishman from New York. You got to really pound my head for me to get, for it to get through. That's okay.
Well, I want to talk for a minute about, you know, you've written a couple books about happiness. You have Handbook to a Happier Life and 52 Ways to a Happier Life. And I know you're working on a new book now. Happiness at Work, is that the name of it?
Yeah, Happy at Work will be the title.
Happy at Work. And so why are you so focused on happiness? I mean, obviously, there must be a need to help people be happier. So why do you think that people aren't happier in their lives?
Well, it's kind of interesting because when I first came out with Handbook to a Happier Life, we did a lot of radio interviews, and all of a sudden I became the happiness guy. You know, I was like, people expect me to be walking around with this big grin on my face all day.
Uh-huh.
To me, that's not what it's about. To me, it's about making my life better progressively. It's like Earl Nightingale said, the definition of success is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. And I think the big problem that people have, there's two things that I think stop people from being happier and having more of what they want in their life. Number one, and this totally boggles my mind, is the majority of people have never taken the time to say, okay, so what is it that I want? What would make me happier? What would make my life better financially, career-wise, relationship-wise, health-wise, socially, whatever? Where do I want to travel? What do I want to do? We're not taught that. We're not taught to take the time to sit down and write out a dreams list. Write down, just write a whole bunch of stuff. You know, Zig Ziglar talks about what do you want to be, do, and have, and share? You know, what do you want to leave back? What do you want to give back, leave behind? And that's a big part of it, is just defining those things and then starting to take some action toward them. And it really starts from, what do I want? And I've asked groups of people, you know, I have an audience of 50 or 100 people, and say, okay, so we pick someone out and say, what do you want? And I don't know.
Well,
or,
and
my personal
Jim,
favorite, more money. Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think it's so interesting that you say that, because one of the exercises that we do in the happiness workshop that I lead, this is where we start, is what is happiness? And it's like a round robin, because you're right, we don't even know what it is, right? We don't know what we want. We don't know what will make us happy. And we just know that whatever we've got isn't it, right?
Yeah, well, the media convinces us, for example, that right now, that if you go out at 2:00 in the morning on Friday and go to the stores, you'll buy a bunch of stuff and you'll be happier. And that, we all know
right.
That's not true. After you've done that a couple of times, you realize, well, I got a bunch of stuff, I love stuff, but stuff's only going to make me happy for about 9 milliseconds.
Yeah,
you know, I don't have anything else going for me.
Exactly. Absolutely. Stuff really is not it. I mean, that's something that in this exercise that I mentioned that we do in the workshop, what people come to realize is that happiness isn't stuff. Happiness is relationships. Happiness is being in nature. You know what I mean? It's a lot of other things that that are achievable right now. A lot of them are achievable right now to make us happier.
Yeah, and I think that's an important key. And for me, just like I said, I'm pretty thick. And for me, I had to learn this the hard way. I had to literally lose everything I had. I got down to basically nothing. And then I discovered one day I was practically homeless in California, and I was sitting on the edge of the Pacific Ocean watching the sunset. And I was sitting there, and I was like, I feel really good sitting here. I didn't have a dime. Had no future. Had nothing going right. But you know what? I found out that I could be happy without the stuff. And then once I learned, it was kind of cool, because once I learned that lesson, then it was okay for me to get the stuff back. It's like God said, all right, now that you get it, here's some stuff. go play with your stuff.
Right.
But I had my identity hung up in all of that, you know, my car, my stereo, my apartment, my clothes, blah, 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 et cetera. And I had to go through that the hard way.
You couldn't be okay without the stuff to begin with. And then once you discovered that, oh, I lost all the stuff and I'm still okay...
I was still happy, and I could find joy in just walking on the beach. And,
exactly.
And now it's kind of nice, because now you can have, then you have it all. Once you realize that, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with stuff. I love things. I don't love them. Right. I just like having them. I'd rather have things than not. It's like one of the famous actresses that said, I've been poor, I've been rich, I'd rather be rich.
Right, exactly.
Given a choice, I would rather have the stuff and the abundance and all those good things that life has. But I know that that's not who I am, and I know that my identity's not tied up in that. My happiness is not tied up in that.
So we'll talk about that a little bit more when we come back. We need to take a break right now. Yes. You're listening to Blue Hair and Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll explore more about happiness and stuff with Jim Donovan. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Gratitude, asks the heart. Tell me, who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which strikes at your door and waits until you open it with grace. I am that which only wants to partner with you at any moment. I am that which wishes your expansion more than anything. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day? Stimulate the energy of the essence of gratitude in your life while bathing in this wonderful and powerful vibration with our diamond combo, and transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, and today my guest is Jim Donovan, the author of several books on happiness. Before we go forward and talk some more about happiness, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact Jim. So, Jim, could you give your contact info for our listeners?
Sure, thank you. The easiest place to find me is at Jim Donovan, that's JimDonovan.com, and everything else jumps off from there. I'm all
great.
On Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and et cetera, et cetera.
On and on and on.
On and on and on.
As we all are these
networks.
Days.
Yeah.
Well, you know, jumping off from what we were talking about before the break around stuff, I wanted to ask you about how do people feel abundant or allow abundance in their life when they're not happy with their current situation?
Well, something that works really well for me and has for many years is by focusing on gratitude. And I heard one of your sponsors, and I wrote it down real quick, explorationgratitude.com. I want to see what they're all about, because that is the fastest way to change how you feel in any situation. See, it breaks down to this. It is totally impossible to feel gratitude and self-pity at the same time. We
yes.
cannot have conflicting emotions going on. So if you can get yourself in a state of appreciation, a state of gratitude, and the easiest way to get there is to say, what's working in my life? What's going right? What do I have? What is going right? What is working? What do I appreciate? What am I grateful for? However small that might be, and it could be something very tiny. It could be the fact that you have a cup of coffee on a cold day. But that's okay, because if you start focusing on what you're grateful for and focusing on what you appreciate, by virtue of the law of attraction, the laws of the universe, you begin to attract more of that to you. The problem is people go the other way. They start looking at the problems, wondering why they're getting worse. Well,
right.
You get more what you focus on. It's really simple.
Right.
And it doesn't get easier than that.
So I know that sometimes, especially when people are feeling like they really are in a bad spot, that it can be hard to even think of something that they're grateful for. Do you have suggestions for how people get started?
Well, anything that will take you out of yourself is a good thing. I just wrote something. I put out a Thanksgiving blog every year, and I tend to rewrite similar things every year because there's a couple of things that are kind of important. And one of them is just get outside of yourself. If you're feeling really down and you can't find anything going right in your life, go volunteer somewhere, help someone else, and watch how much better you start to feel.
Mm-hmm.
That's a natural thing, too. That's been proven. They've done studies on people that do volunteer work, and they actually live longer. They have more strengthened immune systems. There's a lot of work that I can't think of his name off the top of my head, but there's a couple of books about that and some studies on that. And it's amazing. It raises your immunity by volunteering. We're on this planet to give. Wayne Dyer made a great case for that when he said the proof of that we're here to give and not take is the fact that when we leave, we take nothing with us. And you analyze that for a second. It's like, okay. We're not taking anything from here, so obviously we're not here to take things. We're here to give things.
Right.
And if you do that, you automatically, again, you start feeling better. So even everybody can find something they can do. I can go volunteer my time. I remember one Christmas I wanted to do something to feel better, and I didn't have much money. I didn't have a lot of gifts and things. I just found some clothes that were still good, and I put them together, and I brought them to a homeless shelter. And I got to tell you, it made my day. It was absolutely amazing. It's just, I felt so much better being able to do that, just to, because it forced me to focus on what I did have, that I had an abundance of clothing to a point that I could afford to give some away and not feel a loss.
Right.
So that meant I had to be abundant to be able to do that. You know, we tend to overlook what we do have. We focus, and again, the media plays a big part in this, we start looking at what we don't have.
Right.
I mean, you look at what people in the United States consider to be poor. Poor means I only have one big screen television. Or one iPad in the house. I mean, what we consider poor is ridiculous. I mean, there are people that don't have lunch. We live in such a better place, and we don't really see it.
Well, and I love the question. If you ask yourself, if I woke up tomorrow morning with only the things that I express gratitude for, would I be happy with what I ended up with? And that, to me, really makes me look at, I have hot and cold running water. I have a roof over my head. You know, things that we take for granted that
last time we talked, I didn't have electricity. I have
that's
it now.
Right. That's right. And we take that for granted. And so, yeah, so I love that. And, you know, I haven't put this into a practice myself, but I keep meaning to do it, and maybe today will be the day I finally do. But, you know, before you go to bed at night, thinking about and maybe even writing down, here are all the things, because I do gratitude journal, but you know, what are the things that I really would miss if I woke up tomorrow and they were not here?
Wow. Yeah, because that's going to force you to go to even the things that you do take for granted, the simple things like the running
exactly
water.
Yeah.
Try to get through a few days without electricity and see what happens. We did it last year. That's why I own a generator now, because it was horrendous.
Well, we're so dependent upon it.
Showers. Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, no kidding. So for people listening, Jim lives in Pennsylvania and was affected by Hurricane Sandy and lost electricity. And we were talking before the show started about losing the internet. And, you know, that's something that we have become so dependent upon as well.
Oh, it was crazy. I was working from my cell phone. I couldn't even, there was nobody around us had internet. But, you know, I talked to my sister who's in Staten Island, who they have real problems. And she fortunately didn't have any damage. And she said, you know, her problems compared to the people that lost their homes, her problems were what she called luxury problems. And I actually wrote a blog post about that, because we do that. You know, I was complaining about problems that if I step back and look at what happened to people in New York and New Jersey, they are luxury problems. They are minor. The fact that I had to use my iPhone to get my email is pretty insignificant compared to the person whose house disappeared.
Right, exactly. And that's, so when we really start looking at everything that we've got, that becomes apparent. And it truly does make us grateful, I mean, and happy with what we have. And as you said, law of attraction, the more we focus on what we have, the more shows up for us. Whereas when we don't have.
It comes full circle back to the stuff thing. There was a study done, and I don't remember who did it. I have to look it up again. But they studied who are the happiest people in the world. And this totally blew me away. The happiest people in the world are Nigerians. Now, here's a country who has very, very little. The United States ranked 18. The country with the most stuff and the most money and the most everything else was number 18 on the list. And the people with next to nothing, who, whatever, you know, if they get a glass of water, they celebrate it. And some people walk a mile and a half to get fresh water. They're the happiest people in the world. So obviously it's not about stuff. It's an internal job. It's an inside job. It's finding things that will make me feel good.
Yeah.
Children don't have any problem. You let a kid loose, like a 4-year-old, let them loose outside, and they'll be happy as can be. They'll make toys out of rocks and sticks and whatever else.
Well, that's part of that's part of the, I mean, another thing that I think adds to or leads to feeling happy is being present in the moment. And children are very good at that. And Yeah, so that's another lesson we can take from kids, that as we get conditioned, as we're growing up, that we kind of lose that it's always looking forward to, you know, what I'm going to do, or I have to achieve this first, or, you know, I have to earn the right to be happy by doing something, or yeah. All those
things. Or we live in the past and regrets of the things we didn't do.
True. Yeah.
All stress is in the past or future. There's no stress in the present moment. There's no problems.
If that's
right.
You can
go totally into the present. You probably have no problems happening, unless you're in a combat zone or something. That's another
right,
story.
Right. But yeah.
Most of us, the present is perfectly fine. I don't have to worry about right now. Next week, I don't know. I can't tell you.
There's been a thing floating around on Facebook, a visual about worry. I don't know if you've seen it, where it's like, you know, if you have a problem, can you do something about it? No, then don't worry, because you can't do anything about it anyway.
Yeah.
Yes, then don't worry, because you can do something about it. So either way, don't worry, right?
I think it was Norman Vincent Peale who said that 95% of what people worry about never happens.
Exactly. I mean,
95%.
It's so true. It's so true. Well, you know, time is flying by as we're talking about happiness, and it's time for us to go to another break. So we will continue our happy talk when we come back. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio. And when we come back, we're going to talk about beliefs and how our beliefs affect how happy we are. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRnetwork.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
We're back on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. And today I'm talking with Jim Donovan. Gosh, my tongue got all twisted there. About happiness, as has been our theme for a few weeks now. And before we talk a bit more about our beliefs, then let's give away a free coaching session with Jim. And I'm going to give the number, and then I'm going to have Jim talk a little bit about what kinds of things he helps people with coaching. But first caller at 800-930-2819 will get a free session with Jim. Again, it's 800-930-2819. And just give your information to Brian. He knows what to ask you. But Jim, why don't you say a little bit about who you coach and why someone might want to do coaching with you?
Well, coaching is a very powerful thing if you haven't done it. It's not therapy. It's not fixing anything. It's saying, you know, I'm doing pretty good, but I know I could be doing better. I've worked with people working around life issues and balance issues. When I started out, I did a lot of work with other coaches, primarily around publishing and being an author and getting books done. I have a lot of expertise in that I acquired over the last 15 years. And these days, I do more business coaching. I only do a small amount of coaching just because I don't have a lot of space in my schedule for it, but I like the work because I like working one-on-one with people because you really get to see the growth. And I've certified in a program called Explode Your Business and Income that is a law of attraction, spiritual-based program designed to help people make quantum leaps in their business, not just little linear steps that you can do on your own, but really how do I take this to an entirely new level, which is kind of a fun thing. I do it with myself all the time. And, you know, it's like Mark Victor Hansen said, the bigger the question, the bigger the result. And if you start asking big questions, it forces you to come out of your comfort zone and take a bigger action, but the payoff is huge, and it's a lot of fun doing that. So there's a lot of value to it, and I'm happy to do a session with someone. I know that even in a one call, somebody will leave there with ideas and actionable items to move forward, whether they ever work with me or any other coach. Again, they'll still be better off for doing it. I mean, that's pretty much a given.
So again, first caller at 800-930-2819 to do a session with Jim. It's like, I want to call in and get that session.
Me too. My first coach was responsible for my initially selling over 100,000 books around the world with a couple of simple questions she asked me. It just shifted my focus. I was focused nowhere. And she brought me into a focus, and I started seeing where the book was working, and I just drilled down into more of that. And I started my whole author career. I mean, it really started with one conversation.
Well, you know, that kind of leads into what I said we were going to talk about after the break, which was about how our beliefs limit what we accomplish, right? So say a little bit about that.
Well, that happens to be my favorite topic. I mean, I'm so connected to beliefs because that's the pivot point. That is the one thing that is going to stand in your way or move you forward. In anything in your life, you will not even attempt to do something if you don't have the belief that you can do it. And I think one of the gifts that I got from my mother was, I don't even know if it was believing in myself as much as believing that you give it a shot and see what happens. You don't stop. I see people stop themselves before they ever start, and it's really sad. Somebody will have an idea, particularly around business stuff, or writing. I want to write a book. Oh, I don't know how to write a book. Who am I to write a book? And they talk themselves out of it before they ever get started. Instead of just saying, well, you know what? Maybe I don't know what I'm doing, but why don't I go for it anyway and see what happens? I mean, that's what I did. I literally did that. I didn't know anything about publishing a book when I started with my first book. And here I am, 7 books, 22 countries later, and it's just still rocking along. It was only because I didn't know enough. I told somebody, if I had known then what I know now, I probably wouldn't have done it. But you know, in all seriousness, I would have. But it was just my own
naivete.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, if I had realized how difficult it was, I probably would have done something different. But it's what I have to do. But it was just not knowing and being willing to say, I'll give it a shot. But we build these walls in front of ourselves with our beliefs, and we get them throughout our lives. We get them probably from a very young age. We start developing what I call limiting beliefs or disempowering beliefs. And you can get rid of them. You can break them down by challenging them. You can override them with affirmations. You can do visualization to change it. It's kind of, it's something that you really have to get through in order to move forward in your life.
If you can't right, break because through the those, beliefs, most of those beliefs, well, and most of those beliefs are, well, I mean, it's kind of like we talked about happiness and what our definition of it is, right? A lot of it is subconscious or unconscious. And until we make conscious what it is that we're telling ourselves that's stopping us, we can't change it. We have to become aware of it first.
Sometimes it's so simple. I was working with an author one time who was struggling to finish her book. And this woman had a master's degree from Harvard and all kinds of credentials. And I said, well, why are you struggling? And she said, I don't know. I've always struggled. I said to her, could you try doing this without struggling? Find some way to make it fun. She said, I don't know, but I'll give it a shot. She called me up 2 days later. She was finished. It was that simple. It was just a matter of when you do break down the belief, when you dissolve it or erase it or whatever you want, or whatever metaphor you want to use, once that's out of the way, there's a wide open path in front of you. It's like, wow, now I can see how I get to where I want to go. There's this one little thing stopping us.
So what are some of the techniques or tools that you use with people to help them change those beliefs? Because we can't just decide we want it to be. I mean, sometimes we can. Sometimes just the awareness of it is enough. But a lot of times that isn't enough to actually change the belief.
Well, typically the challenge usually becomes in identifying it. And you can hear it in people's conversations. They'll say, you know, I can't lose weight because everybody in my family is overweight. Or whatever follows because is the limiting belief. And we take these things as though they were facts. That's the part that cracks me up, because most of them are not true. They were never true.
Well, beliefs are not facts. Beliefs are beliefs.
Yeah, and if you get enough people that say the same thing over and over again, we start to think it's the truth.
Right.
You know, man can't fly, man can't run a mile in less than 4 minutes, and on and on and on.
Right, exactly.
So just looking at that, and there is, if you dig deeper, and I don't want to border on therapy, but you kind of, if you keep on peeling the onion, you'll find that most of us walking around, until we've dealt with it, are walking around with a belief that says, I'm not good enough.
Right.
That's why one of the great things that Louise Hay taught me was to use the affirmation, I approve of myself. Because you start working with that, and I literally was reciting that 200 or 300, 400 times a day.
Yeah.
My life, things started shifting in my life. So once you start going into that and that self-acceptance, but you can take a belief, whatever it happens to be. I can't write a book because I didn't graduate college. Okay. Now, is that true? No, of course not. It's true I didn't graduate college. It's not true I can't write a book. I have
to
prove that in multiple languages. So you start looking around saying, well, is there anybody who's ever written a book who didn't graduate college? And you go, well, yeah, there's a whole bunch of people. Okay, so now it's starting to get weakened. It's the three-legged stool metaphor, that the belief is the seat of the stool and the references are what holds it up. Because anything we believe about ourselves, we have references to support it.
Right.
I believe I'm a good dancer because somebody told me I was a good dancer. Or enough people told me I was a good dancer that now I believe it. The negative is also true. If enough people tell you you're stupid, this is what happens to kids. You know, you're dumb and lazy, you'll never get ahead. And the kid grows up with no motivation and no belief that they could ever get ahead because it got drilled into them, even though it's not based in fact. So as soon as you start to question that belief, you're starting to weaken it. And you can look around. You can say, well, has anybody in my city ever written a book who didn't graduate college or started a business or made $1 million who didn't graduate college? And you're going to find out, well, yeah, there probably is. There's probably somebody within a mile of where you are who's done exactly what you want to do. So you can go talk to them. You can use affirmations. Like I said before, you can create affirmations that counteract. Because you can't erase a memory. A memory is always going to be there.
Right.
But what you can do is you can override it. It's almost like you would with a computer program. The data is still there somewhere down, and you know this more than I do. The data is down there in the level someplace. But it's not being accessed anymore because we've overwritten more information on top of it. So I'm using the positive affirmation. I'm using, even though I didn't graduate college, I'm in the process of learning how to write a book or learning how to make $1 million or learning how to whatever.
Right.
I like Michael Loger uses the phrase, I'm in the process of. It's a nice way to soften a belief so you're not having a conflict in your head. Because if you're broke and you're telling yourself you're rich, inside your brain is going, no, you're not, fool. You're broke. you've got a conflict happening, right? So you have to find a way to trick your subconscious into believing what's not really true, and by using that in the process. And that's, I think, where visualization comes in, because you can make mental pictures of anything you want, and your unconscious mind will believe that and start to act on that, and if you stay out of the way, it'll happen. If we don't get it, we get in the middle and we start mixing it up and trying to determine how it should happen, and that's why we have problems achieving and manifesting and everything else. And if you do the research,
right, and I mean, that's what I feel like I've run into when I've been here in Edinburgh, is that I had an expectation of what was going to happen for me here that hasn't happened. And so then I'm not even being open to what really is happening. And it does, when it doesn't look like what you think it will, then you end up disappointed, right?
Yeah, instead of stepping back and saying, okay, let me just see what is happening here, let me be open to the moment, and you might find something more magnificent than anything you ever imagined happening.
Oh, absolutely.
It's right there, running parallel, but you're not seeing it because you've got this wall going up.
Right, because I'm looking for something different. Yeah.
Well, it's like the people walking around complaining about the economy, and I don't have any money, and I can't get ahead, and I can't make any money. There's opportunity circling their head like a fly, and they're not seeing it. They're so obsessed with not having it.
Well, we're up to break time again, and before we take a break, I want to make sure that you have a chance to give your contact info one more time for our listeners, so please do, Jim.
Thank you. It's the best place to find me, the start-off point is jimdonovan.com. That's JIMDONOVAN.com.
And then you can find all the other places to find you once they get
there. You can get free gifts there where you get my newsletter and my blog and all kinds of cool stuff.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio today. I've really enjoyed having this conversation about happiness, and I'm looking forward to your book that's coming out, Happy at Work. So thank you, Jim.
Thanks for having me, Laura. It's been a pleasure.
This is Laura Longley with Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, where authentic change takes flight. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, I'll share a little bit more about my past week in Edinburgh with you and this week's light bulb moment. So stay tuned.
Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Join Laura from Blue Heron Wisdom Radio for free webinar Wednesday, each week at 10 a.m. Pacific, and learn how to get unstuck. You'll also get tips on how to be happier that you can apply right now. With a new topic each week, you'll be living an inspired life in no time. Visit the events page at www.blueheronwisdom.com to register for this completely free webinar series.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness.
Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Welcome back to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with me, Laura Longley. And today we've been talking with Jim Donovan, who is the author of several books on happiness and an upcoming book that's going to come out in January called Happiness at Work. And I wanted to remind you of some other ways to get more information on happiness. On Facebook, you can find me at Blue Heron Wisdom. On Twitter, I'm Happy Coach Laura. On LinkedIn, I have a group called Authentic Happiness, and that's an open group. Anyone can join it. And on all of these places, I'm posting on a daily basis tips and tools for greater happiness. And last but not least, is my website, blueheronwisdom.com. So there's lots of resources for you to find out more about happiness. Now, I wanted to tell you a little bit more about what's been going on with me here in Edinburgh. And last week, I let you know that on Wednesday, so the day after the day after last week's show, I was going up to the village where my Scottish ancestors came from. They came to the U.S. in 1772. And I felt that that was part of my calling being here in Scotland, was to reconnect with, you know, kind of that heritage, I guess, of where they came from. So I took a train up there along with a friend of mine that I have met here, who I thank gratefully for making all of the arrangements on the train so I didn't have to worry about how to do that. And we took the train up. It was about a 3-hour train ride into the Highlands. And this village is tiny, and I'm going to probably pronounce it incorrectly because it's a long name. It's Rothiemurchus is the name of the village up in the Highlands between Edinburgh and Inverness, as you get close to Inverness. And so I went there, I saw it, and I kind of went, huh, okay, well, that was nice. It was one of those things where I had expectations about what might happen when I went there. I was thinking about, okay, well, what if this is where I have my epiphany because I go to this village where my ancestors lived? And that didn't happen. But what did happen for me, because the following day was Thursday, and if you follow me on Facebook, Thursdays are Thankful Thursday, and we always post about what we're thankful for in our lives. And usually each week I have a different theme where I'll ask, you know, what's something in this category that you're thankful for in your life, so that we start really broadening, looking at all the things that we have to be grateful for. Because as Jim and I talked about a little bit earlier on the show, and if you've listened to some of the other shows, almost every happiness person I talk to says that gratitude is the number one way to be happier. So we have Thankful Thursday on Blue Heron Wisdom Facebook page. And last week, what occurred to me, and this is now leading into the light bulb moment, but I'll kind of set that up for you too, is that I am thankful for things that I have inherited from my ancestors. And it's a variety of things. Some of it is personality traits. Some of it is physical characteristics. Some of it is lessons that they have learned and passed on to me. Some of it is my upbringing. There are so many things that I have gained from my ancestors that I am thankful for. And so, given that this is Thanksgiving in the U.S. this week, in 2 days, I really wanted to focus a lot on gratitude for the light bulb moment, and in particular, gratitude for what we have received from our ancestors passed down over the generations. And some of the things that I found that I was grateful for when I really looked at it from that perspective, when I'm thinking about these ancestors that came from Scotland in particular, now think back a minute. So this was 1772. So that was what, 240 years ago. Is that right? Yeah. Get my math correct there. It was a couple, John Moore and his wife, Betty, and their two small boys. And they're going off into really the unknown. The U.S. was not a country yet. And they're crossing this ocean, going on this voyage. I would imagine not really having a good idea of what they're going to find when they get there. And I think about it in terms of me coming to Edinburgh for this month. And all the things that I actually had already been to Edinburgh before, but even if I had never been to Edinburgh before, all the things I know about Edinburgh, number one, I know they speak the same language that I do, even though sometimes you wouldn't know it from my accents. I knew, you know, how the money worked. I'd seen pictures. I'd seen movies. I had talked to people who were from there. And John and Betty, when they were going off to the colonies in 1772, had none of that. It was blind faith on their part. And so part of what I inherited from them, that I feel I inherited from them, that I am quite grateful for, is this sense of adventure, this willingness to take a risk in order to do something that you think is going to make your life better. And I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful for having the courage, that they had the courage to take that risk. Because really, I mean, I think about it now, I don't know if I would have the courage to do that. It seems pretty scary to me. And once they got there, for them to make a go of it, their perseverance and their determination and their willingness to do whatever it was that they needed to do to make it work. And they did make it work. You know, 240 years later, there's all these people that are descended from them that are in the U.S. So the light bulb moment, this long lead in to the light bulb moment, the light bulb moment for today is, think about what you're grateful for from your ancestors. And by ancestors, we could even just mean your parents. And some of the things that people posted on Facebook that they were thankful for from their ancestors were sense of humor, love, being raised in an environment that was encouraging to them, curly hair, good skin. There was this wide range of things. So allow yourself to really have it wide open. What is it that you are thankful for that you have inherited from your ancestors? And on Thanksgiving Day, share it with your ancestors that I hope that you have the opportunity to spend some time with your relatives. And maybe it'd even be a great dinner table conversation on Thanksgiving talking about your ancestors, because typically we're with family and you're all related. Sharing those stories is a great way to remember and have gratitude for what those people have offered to you. So, wrapping it up, Thanksgiving, express gratitude, and I want to thank my guest today, express gratitude to my guest, Jim Donovan, for sharing all of his wisdom on how to be happier. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley. That's me. I had a great time, as I always do. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific. Next week on Blue Heron Wisdom Radio, I'll be talking with Bill Larkin, who is the author of 12 Steps for a New Millennium. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit BlueHeronWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.